WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
There's been a lot of news this week about changing curfew times and rules for Chicago teenagers. Mayor Lori Lightfoot is pushing several proposals in an effort to curb violent crime she says has increased in part because of unaccompanied teenagers. One restricts the times in which teens can enter Millennium Park in downtown Chicago. The other changes the citywide curfew for teens. WBEZ City Government reporter Mariah Wolfel joins us now for the latest. And Mariah, let's start with the Millennium Park curfew. Why does Millennium Park need its own policy?
Sure. So as you remember, Melba, this last Saturday, we saw a 16-year-old Shondell Holliday fatally shot in Millennium Park. Police say the person who shot him was also a teenager. So the mayor came out with this idea to restrict access to the park. The new rules are after 6 p.m. Thursday through Sunday, kids aren't allowed in the park unless they're with an adult who's 21 or older. This went into effect last night. There were checkpoints, metal detectors, teenagers being ID'd, according to reporters who were there.
And how about this new curfew that's changing to 10 p.m. 7 days a week for teenagers? How's that going to be enforced?
Yeah, so that's citywide. If a kid's out after 10 p.m. and is stopped by police for whatever reason, that officer would determine whether they're a minor and can either escort them home or take them into custody and keep them there until their parent or guardian is located. Police officials testified today that teens would not be cited or charged for curfew violations, though after repeated offenses, parents could be at risk of a citation. Exemptions would include teenagers coming home from work, a school event, or now, according to this new proposal, a ticketed event like, say, Lollapalooza.
And what legal authority does the mayor actually have to carry out these initiatives?
So it's a good question. For Millennium Park, the mayor is relying on a Supreme Court decision from 2002 that ruled that officials have the authority to restrict the time, place, and manner in which Chicagoans can access city parks. But then for the curfew, so she can do that without city council approval, according to her. For the curfew, she has issued an executive order that overrides the city's already more lenient curfew ordinance. And she says she can do that because she declared an increase in violence by teens an emergency. Still, she wants to make that law, that rule more permanent. So she is ending up going to the city council for an official amendment to the city's curfew ordinance. It is worth noting that some aldermen and civil rights attorneys have questioned the legality of that executive order, of the mayor's authority in this context, and wonder, you know, whether she's going to counsel now as a fail-safe if her executive order doesn't pass muster.
I'm glad you bring that up, Mariah, because there have been a number of responses besides from attorneys and civil rights attorneys. What have you been hearing?
So there's broad concern that increased enforcement will mean Black and brown teenagers are going to be disproportionately targeted by police. You hear that from civil rights attorneys, from progressive aldermen who have spoken out. Our colleague Chip Mitchell reported today in a story that advocates want the city to instead to respond to large teen gatherings downtown by flooding the area with special services and programming, counselors. And then at a committee meeting today for the 10 p.m. curfew, You saw a broad spectrum of aldermen criticizing the policy. So progressives pointing to a study from Washington, D.C. that showed curfews don't work to curb violence. And then you heard from conservative aldermen saying this policy has no teeth since police testified that they won't actually be charging teens for curfew violations. It did pass. The 10 p.m. curfew did pass committee anyways, which is not really surprising because the Public Safety Committee is one of the most conservative committees on the council. But nonetheless, it still needs full city council approval. So we'll see what happens with that next week.
Mariah, thanks for following this for us.
Thanks, Melba.
WBEZ's Mariah Wolfel covers Chicago city government. This is WBEZ.